I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Nuisance caller prosecuted. Louis Kidd, 27, lives at home with his mother in Brighton, but was the owner of ProDial, a company responsible for 46 million nuisance phone calls in the UK about PPI, that's Payment Protection Insurance. ProDial's computer system would dial numbers and play a recorded message about claiming PPI. Anyone who responded would have their details sold on to claims management companies. The automated calls hit homes across Britain at the rate of over 330,000 per day at all times of the day and night between January and August in 2015. Complainants said they were called repeatedly and often there was no way to opt out, even for people who'd never had PPI. The Information Commissioner's Office estimated that ProDial was making as much as £100,000 per month and described the operation as one of the worst cases they'd ever seen. The regulator has ordered ProDial to pay a £350,000 fine, but the company was wound up before the prosecution and has no assets left. Liquidators are trying to determine where the money has disappeared to. Now, previous companies, Mr. Kidd and Mr. Carrington, his business partner, both worked previously as iTalk affiliate Kidali Communications, which is itself under investigation by the ICO for making between 4 million and 6 million calls a day using similar technology to ProDial. iTalk was raided by ICO in March last year and faces a possible maximum fine of £500,000, but by then Mr. Kidd and Mr. Carrington had both jumped ship. There appears to be a group of people who know how to abuse the system, and some have got away with it for a long time, as this has happened with other companies as well. The result is that ProDial has been fined and is out of business, but the people responsible are free to open more companies and able to do the same thing again. Not good.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.